Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. 19 have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas. You niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Captain, thank you guys for tuning in to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome South co-host Mo Dean. What do you do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Let's get into it, man. You know, another awesome show.
It.
You know what I'm saying? We got, I got a loaded chop up, a lot of stuff to talk about. So yeah, let's do it, man.
So, like, Smooth was stressing me earlier about a topic, and he late calling in. And he gave a topic last week before we got off, and I absolutely forgot, and then he couldn't remember either. So, hoo-hoo. Shout out to our top five countries, man. It has changed. It has changed. I'm like, okay. Kenya on the map. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to our five countries tuning in. United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and Kenya. Salute to Kenya. We hear you. We see you. Tell a friend and another friend. Keep it going. Kenya just knocked out Brazil to get on the top five. So shout out to y'all. Shout out to
this
everybody.
It's the first time I think Kenya's been in our top five, right? This is the first time.
Yeah,
we gotta shout
first
that
time.
Out.
First
yeah,
time.
We gotta shout that out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Right, first time on the top five. You know, knowing that you guys exist out there. You know, salute to you guys. I really just want y'all to come in and completely mesh up the whole top five. Like, I want y'all to come in and, you know, drop United States down to number three. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, knock a couple of other ones off. You know, I mean, I need y'all to show out.
That's it. Listen and show out.
Show out.
And,
come in and show out. Show out. So
feel free, if you listen to you know, click the line if you want to get in on the discussion as well. Let's not forget that.
That's right. Guest call in is 646-787-1839. Again, that's 646-787-1839. I have had a packed week. OMG. So I got a new Facebook page. I still got my old Facebook page, but I also have a new Facebook page. And this Facebook page is like Underground Railroad Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Where I'm very, very, very open and very, very, very explicit and very, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had to switch it up because anything that I put on the other page, they on some old, you know, sucker shit, and it was just a regular picture. And I'm tired of them, you know, on some other stuff. So now, one, you got to find my page, and two, you know, you got to kind of see something, and nothing is posted, like, publicly on that page. So I'm doing that thing now. Oh, my gosh. Deranged Baby Mama 3, the finale. Oh, ho, ho. Book cover.
Oh,
I'm waiting on the
now?
Book cover. Huh?
Okay. No, I was saying that we
yeah,
have the
it's
book
it's
cover.
Coming. Like, once I do the book, like this week, like, I'm finishing up the last little bit of stuff on it because, you know, it was me. And then I have to wait. I only like to deal with certain people for my book covers. And the person that and because this is the third book, I wanted to go back to the same person that did the other two. And she wasn't available. So I kind of had to wait. So that was what happened towards the end. She wasn't available. So I was waiting on her. It was no push. Everything happens at the right time. So this week, that stuff is getting knocked out. I am in line working on the next book to be dropped. And it's going to be something like a tell-all. But y'all got to figure things out. And that's all I'm going to say. But it's going to be juicy, y'all. You know, I just feel like I'm trying to tap into all genres, you know what I'm saying, on the map when it comes to...
I like this energy I'm feeling from you. You in your bag.
When it comes to, like, the books and stuff, so this going to be juicy with a little drama, sprinkle of salt, a little bit of tea, you know what I'm saying, add a little sugar. That's what I'm doing with that one, and that one is already in motion right now, so kudos to that part. You guys, the screen, the movie, Deranged Baby Mama, the movie. Ah, my God, it's almost done. That's coming.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
shit.
Yeah. Well,
you gotta have some raw ass scenes. I want to see some raw shit. I just want, like, if this is gonna be a movie,
you,
I want to see some shit I've never seen on film before. Like, you know, hit me.
So you know, like,
you gotta,
stuff
you gotta
like this, I don't put on social media. You got to listen to the show to, like, know that this stuff is going down. And, you know what I'm saying, that's just how you find out the tea. You know what I'm saying? That's how you find out what's going on when you listen to the show. Like, what's the point of if I'm putting everything on social media? So I cannot wait for that to be done. Oh, my God. It's like, it's drama, it's action, it's love, it's street. It's like a whole conglomerate of genres in one movie. Like, oh my God, I feel like it's absolutely amazing, and I can't wait to share that with y'all. So I got that going on. Been doing more decorating. My lease is coming to be up where I am, and they don't fix shit. And with that being said, it's time to relocate. So I got everything in boxes, right? I'm not taking it out of the box. I'm just buying it and putting it in an area in my house. So when we move, like, I have it. So we got that, like, going on. And this week I got a lot more stuff coming in. I finally had ordered the 65-inch for the living room. And I was getting a 40-inch, right, for my kids' room. Check it out. I was about to put a 40-inch TV in the boys' room. And then I stumbled up on a deal with freaking Roku, RCA Roku. And I love
Roku
TVs. Yeah, I got one in my room. So,
that's
like, I'm rocking with them the long way.
Mm-hmm.
I rock with them the long way. So they had a 50-inch Roku TV for under $200. So I got it for my boys.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm finna max they shit. You know what I'm saying? So they could be, like, in chill mode when they get to where they're going. So I was putting them, like, a 40, but they got a 50.
Okay.
Just really, just like, I've been, when I sit there and I say I'll be working and I'll be chilling, like, that's what I was doing. Shout out to the people. I did a $1,900 giveaway this week to people that are, you know, people that needed it and people that I have said, okay, you know what, I'm going to help you out in one way or another. And so here's my thing with that. People be like, you know, why you do that? I'm a business owner, right? And so... I have to give away, well, I have two choices. One, I could either give it away to my people as, you know, a donation and a contribution, or I can give it to the white man.
Okay.
So I choose to give money to my people. It's not that I have to. I select who I want to give money to. I select what I want to do it for, and then I do it, right? So I pour into, I do giveaways, I do these things because, of course, don't let nobody tell you nothing. Like, it's a requirement. But my choice is to give it to my people because I can really pay taxes like I did last year, and I was like, that don't feel right. So I did a $1,900 giveaway this week. Salute to everybody that was a part of that and was able to receive a piece of that money that I did for this week. It actually just makes me feel good that I can put smiles on people's faces. I also finally got me a slider. I got me another slider. And I was looking for a Lexus or a Benz, Mo, and it was like, okay. Like, the guy, I told him what I wanted, and he just was fast talking me, trying to talk over me. I picked out my Lexus. Go back. Oh, it was sold. Like, you know, come on. Like, we're not even handling this shit. Like, okay, cool. No problem. You're a car lot. I get it. And then everything that this man was showing me, bruh, was, like, old as fuck. And I'm like, he showed me a Benz, and I was like, dude, that look like the Benz they had on Coming to America. He's like, this is 2004. I was like, same thing. So, like, I wasn't happy, and I wasn't happy with the mileage, so... I was like, okay,
yeah,
I tell
you gotta be
what.
Careful. You got to be careful with luxury cars and, like, older years because that shit costs. You know, when something goes wrong, that shit's
Well,
crazy.
I'm going
that
to buy another car in about a month or two.
That's like a toy. It's supposed to be a toy.
Ooh,
go ahead.
But I did. I went and bought me a toy. His name is Prince. I got a 2013. I brought me a little 2013. His name is Prince, fully clean. Well, I got a 2013, so that's who I brought down. I brought Prince home. I need to go get, you know, the Queen and the Emperor. So, you know, about a month or two, I'm going to buy something else too. But, you know, I'm just really sitting back, like, just moving how I want to move. You know what I'm saying? I'm minding my business.
Gotcha.
I ain't bothering you fools. I'm just doing me right now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
as always.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my week, man. Fully loaded. Got a lot of stuff done. Went and did a whole nother credit sweep. Paid a lot of stuff, you know, off again. Like, it's, oh, my God. I'm just saying, most importantly, this deranged baby mama thing that I got going on. I can't wait for it to happen. How was your week?
So my week was productive. You know what I'm saying? I'm still on my management tip. I'm just managing my time and my resources. So real estate is back in the fold. I took an appointment this past week, and it was cool just getting back out there because I hadn't took no appointments since March, but be honest, you know, I was, you know, peeping from the sidelines with COVID and everything, so that's moving in the right direction. Also,
but it's a seller's market right now, so you should be in it.
Yeah, no, definitely. And also, too, I'm planning my next voyage. What I mean by that, you know, I had so much fun when I went back to the Midwest and Detroit and Cleveland and everything, that I'm ready for some next shit. But this next shit is going to be out of the country type shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm planning that shit.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? So I'm getting that all, you know, getting all that, like, planned and and put together. You know what I'm saying? So conquering new lands with that. And decorating that I acquired, that's, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I've been kind of like, that shit, you know, build my clientele back up, like I said, coming back from COVID. But that's getting it. That's money in the bank. You know what I'm saying? So that's cool. Managing my marriage, you know what I'm saying? I know Smooth was clowning me a little bit last week, but that shit, you know, when you got that ring on your finger, that shit is a business, and you got to manage that shit. So managing that. And then also, too, I'm going to get into this on a chop-up because – you know, September 29th, there will be a debate. I know me and Smooth was going back and forth with that, but I was like, what? Of course they're going to have a debate. So with that being said, you know what I'm saying, what always gets me pumped up, especially getting back into the real estate, is my guy Trump. So I'm back on my Trump shit, so I'm reading The Art of the Deal right now. I read it like a few years back, a while ago, probably like 5 years ago, you know what I'm saying? And it's always good just to kind of like, now, this is, I read it before the president, not as president, you know, reading that audio deal, big New York, you know, because he took over the whole New York market like nobody else. So that just got me inspired. So, you know, that's pretty much it. And, you know, I'm just preparing for this whole winter solace, too. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm one with nature now. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't into the holidays and stuff like that. I'm just studying nature. So instead of Christmas is really the winter solace. And that's just when the, you know, kind of like, I guess the earth just shifts on its axis. So I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just getting all that energy. You know what I'm saying? So that's me. That was my week, you know, to sum it up.
Right. And, you know, I suggest anybody that is going to do any moving or anything like that, do that before November. Like, I was really going to wait until November to move. And then I was like, you know what? I really need to move next month. Like, I need to be out of here before then. So I bought next month because, you know, a lot of things are going to change. I know as vocal as people are on social media, it's really just people talking out of their mouth. You know, I'm just, it'll shock me if Trump does not win this election. And people don't realize that, you know, the justice lady, she just passed away. But people fail to realize that you talking all this noise about the person that is in control of what can happen to you. And with this justice that passed away, she played a major part in giving, you know, equal rights and no work discrimination and so on and so forth. And if you recall, one of the things that Trump vowed to change was the, you know, the gay rights and so on and so forth. So I think that people need to start paying attention to what they're saying because at some point he could be like, forget it. Everybody hate me anyway, so I'm going to just do what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I don't think people are thinking this through, but I definitely think Trump will win again. And, you know, just be where you're going to be at. Get situated. I did see also, and this is like world famous chop-up, but Florida had like 3,200 more cases. And I'm like, okay, this may be the second wave. But Spirit put on my heart, like, stock up. So I literally just spent like close to $500 in 2 days on grocery shopping. Stocking up water, stocking up all kind of stuff, and I'm still going to go back and get more water because I just feel like I don't have enough water. I really just need water, 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 you know? Everything else is, like, stocked up in the house as far as everything, but people, stock your house up. If this wasn't enough, like, it's better safe than sorry, and don't be like the people that's going out buying up everything from everybody. Stock up now so you don't have to worry about it. Get all the things that you need to do in your house to make your house comfortable because I just feel like something is coming. You know what I'm saying? And if 2020 hasn't showed you anything, it showed you to be on your P's and Q's. Something is coming, and I think we just need to be prepared for it. So I want to say it here, so when it happened, y'all will be like, dang, you were just saying that. Just, you know, stock up on your stuff in your house. If you're going to move, get your moving out of the way. I don't want you guys to wait till the end of the year, the ones that aren't paying rent, thinking, okay, I'm going to wait and move at the end of the year. They're going to take the prices up on the rent, it's not going to really work in your favor. You know what I'm saying? They've already taken the prices up in Georgia. Houses here used to be like $900, $800. They're easily going at $1,300, $1,400 right now. So they've already jacked the price up like crazy here in Georgia. And the market is going to crash. So, yeah, get your money in with your real estate. But we're due for a market crash. And I say within the next 8 months, I said it before, within the next 8 months, say about summertime next year, this market is going to be flipped upside down. Everybody's being hungry, being extra, trying to get something, you know.
Yeah, what market are we talking about?
The housing market.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah,
so,
you don't have to worry about that.
So, what up, Smooth? How was your week, bro?
I made a shitload of money. That's all
okay.
I can say.
Part two. Part two. That shit is popping for you right now. All right.
I can't wait till the housing market crash. You dig? I'm cool with that.
Because
right now the prices, the thing is, right now the prices everywhere as far as housing is concerned is going up. You see what I'm saying? So, but the property value is going up. That's why the housing is going up. So my insurance and my property tax on all my fucking properties today is getting outrageous. So it's true when a motherfucker says nobody really owns land in America. Because as long as you got to pay property tax, bitch, you really don't own that shit. Because anytime
it's a way
you
to get
take
around,
that shit.
It?
Right. It depends on what state you are. Every state don't have property tax. Every state don't.
Well, no, it
depends
on if you are a U.S. citizen or if you give them back their shit and you gain your trust. You can put your mortgage and everything in the trust, and then after 3 years, it's something that you can do to amend it where if you own that land, if you own that property, you don't have to do that. But that's a whole other topic.
Right.
I'm talking
about that.
Yeah,
that is another topic. But every state has different laws to circumvent that as well. So it just depends on where you're at. Every state don't allow you to do that.
Federal, not state, what I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah. And we're talking about the federal state taxes when it comes down to mineral taxes, when it comes down to property taxes as well. It used to be like that, but like I said, depending on the state, depending on municipality, it allows you to do that. Motherfuckers are circumventing that shit because they want that eminent domain.
That's true.
But
keep going. We'll have a whole conversation and topic.
Yeah, we will because
I've been thinking about
saying
certain shit.
Like, you know,
because
I was
when it comes down to
right.
No, finish your statement, you did, because you went through the whole little real estate license for your particular state.
Yeah,
so
that's what I was
about
to say. So what I was going to say is, you know, we can put a bookmark in this because it's funny that y'all talking this. Because I gotta renew my real estate license in New York next month. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta complete 40 hours of classes and all that shit. So this time I'm really going in there with a different type of mind state because, like I said, I am looking to buy some property, probably not in New York, but probably in the Midwest area. So I'm really gonna just be on keen on with this, and you know we can definitely have some shows talking about this too.
Well, what I'm talking about is something completely different than what Smooth is talking about. I'm talking about giving them their social back, gaining a trust, and putting everything that you're owning in a trust, and therefore you are not considered a U.S. citizen because you've given them their social security number back. And it's a way to get around if you got that house, that's your house, that's your land, that's everything. But they do that for U.S. citizens. So it's like it's being sovereign and being a citizen is two different things. That's why I say it gets way deeper. But then I have to be mindful of the information that I do give out because that's something that the government don't like us sharing for those that know how to get around the system and know how to get around the laws that they have in place. You know what I'm saying? Because it just don't work.
I mean,
but,
you assume that I don't understand what you were saying. I assume that you thought that I didn't understand what you're saying, but I knew what you were saying because you brought it up once before. But what I was saying last week, remember I told you I just bought some commercial property, so for the last few months I've been having to study, you see what I'm saying, the laws as far as Texas and Louisiana is concerned. So every state and every municipality is different when it comes down to being able to do that and circumvent the property taxes, federal property taxes, as well as state property taxes, because it's two totally different things. So just in case you thought you was going to get away from state property tax and then federal tax, just when you thought you was going to get away from the federal property tax to the state property tax, it just depends on the municipality. I understand what you're saying because you've had this conversation before. But what I'm saying
right.
is
so if you
like
understand that, then you would know that it doesn't matter where you are in the United States, what I'm speaking
wrong.
Of.
Because when it comes down to the laws of the land, you see what I'm saying? When it comes down to the laws of the land, depending on where you're at, they've actually put laws into place to circumvent that in certain areas to make sure that they
well,
still
that's why,
get their
and
money.
That's why I know what you – I hear what you're saying, but I'm in active classes. And there are people in Texas, there are people in California, there are people all over in this class that have successfully done this in the very, very, very recent past. So that's what I'm saying, like, it's just on a different level, and it's knowing what you're doing. It's making sure that you got your coins up, you know, you got to get your silver dollars, and you got to get your postal money orders. It goes a whole lot deeper. So what I'm saying and what you're saying is, you know, I hear you, but I know that that's to be false because that's what we learn and we teach people that really want to know how to get out of these white folks' game, how to get out of their cycle, and how to get out of their cycle. And for me, I'm just really waiting on something, and then I'm filing all of my paperwork with me and my children. But once you file this paperwork under your new name, of course you can't get none of that. They can't make you pay taxes on nothing because you are no longer a citizen of the United States. So, but I'm glad your week went great, and I'm glad you made a lot of money as usual. Keep in mind my Cash App is always open. I was waiting on that topic, but I never got it.
Oh, nigga, we had a conversation about that. I told your ass to go listen to it. You're like, nah, I ain't gonna listen to it. You go listen to it. All right. But like now we got this gay ass fucking topic and
shit.
Oh,
shit. I had to flip this shit because I was like, yeah, this, you know. But
who
I'm gonna let
the
back,
fuck you
know,
the
man,
you
know, I didn't pick this topic. Come on. Hold on.
Just because y'all,
you
not down low, and they don't mean that this situation is not prevalent to this day.
But like you know what I'm saying, 99.99% of the time, except for like probably two or three times, right, the majority of the callers is male. You see what I'm saying? The only broad on this phone is you. So unless they're going to have another broad on this phone to have a conversation about this download shit, I mean, come on, man. Don't do
but
me
y'all,
like this.
Y'all opinion really matters. Y'all opinion really matters as well. So they get to
but,
see
nigga,
it from both sides. They get to see it from
now,
three
though.
Different sides.
The question
okay,
female,
so ladies,
on,
would
ladies.
You wife? Would you wife a down low man? So you not down low? Okay, like okay.
Please call in.
Good.
If you got a set of ovaries and shit, please call in.
Yeah,
I mean,
please.
Fuck.
I feel you on that one.
Hey, I want cousins, aunties.
Nobody.
Call in, baby.
The topic, but I'm like, I had to stay away from. I can't really like this one because, but go ahead. You know, I'm going to tell you how I flipped it, but go ahead. Black, you know what I'm saying? Set the table for this.
Okay. So it's three perspectives, you know, as we speak about this topic, right? And it's a growing issue because you got some women that have very low self-esteem, and they just want to be a part of something. And they know that these men are bisexual. They know that they down low, and they prefer to keep their secret just to be able to say, I did something for you. Not understanding that, bitch, you got kids. You know what I'm saying? And if he ain't been faithful to you solo, single-handedly with other women, what do you think he's doing out there when it comes to men, if this person is down low? And so, and I say wife because you that's what it is. You wife in a man. If he's down low, that's not your husband, that's your wife. You know what I'm saying? He taking dick the way you taking dick or giving it the way you giving it. However, you know what I'm saying? That's not your husband, that's your wife. So this situation is prevalent because so many men, and people like to say and stand out, I'm like, okay, hold on. People like to stand out and talk about Atlanta and California, But that shit really be going on right there where you live at. You know what I'm saying? Boom. I was in a long distance situation, and I moved to be closer to said person. You know what I'm saying? Because it was long distance. Now, I was all in with this individual, right? Sweet, kind, cool, emotional. Talk on the phone every single day. Talk on the phone every single night. Everything was 100. But I, you know, it was something about him when I got around him that his mechanisms, his female mechanisms was shining. Now, granted, we as humans, we have both. We have the feminine and the masculine energy. Some people have more than others when it comes to these energies. As a man, okay, if you have strong female mechanisms, automatically I'm like, he must like men too. So with that being said, I tried him, and he let me do what I do to him. So at that point, it was like, okay, now I'm all in, because me and him had been rocking for a minute now. I done relocated, dealing with you, and you done let me fuck you in your ass. So now I got to figure out how to wing this shit. The chemistry completely just dwindled away at that point. You know what I'm saying? It was just issue after issue. He was becoming way more sensitive about situations, and he looked at me different because I looked at him different. Like, yeah, I didn't fuck you all the way in your ass, and I stuck the whole toy in there, and you took it like nothing.
Oh,
you didn't flinch.
Only on
and
real
so,
talk,
like, really. And so how can I now look at you as being the person to share empire with or to love you like my husband, like my leader, when you like the same shit that I like? You know what I'm saying? I like to be fucked in the ass, so you like to be fucked in the ass. How you gonna lead me? You know what I'm saying? And it's not to say that a person can't be honest with you, because there are people out there like that feel like, okay, well, he just being real with me, so I'm taking, you know, like I'm gonna listen to him and I'm going to, you know, abide by what it is that he want and his needs, and we're gonna be cool. But my friend, but it's certain things that you have to, like, be mindful about. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love my children. I love my life. And that is like playing Russian roulette. Because if you let me do it, you always out with your homeboys late at night. Who the fuck to say that what you doing with them? Who's to say? Like, when I went to Orlando, I learned that Orlando had, like, and it was like the Orlando was, like, very high, like, number one in HIV in Florida. And it was always Jacksonville or Miami. It was never that high. And it's so high because it's so many people, like, on the down low, and they just out here being accepted and sleeping with women and men, and y'all just spreading that shit, right? So I kind of really just got in my bubble when I was seeing statistics, and I'm like, shit, Orlando little crowd ain't but so big. I think I need to step outside. I need to go my ass back home to Atlanta because it's a lot of shit going on. And you don't know it because, you know what they do, talk shit and, you know, try to get you to shut up. But, like, that shit is real. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it. You know, I can't be with some, like, being in a relationship. If you let me touch your booty hole as a man, I cannot be with you in a relationship. Now, I can keep touching your booty hole faithfully, but I can't be with you in a relationship because, one, I'm not going to want you to hunch on me, like, for real. Like, I can say, come get this cat, but when you get there, I flip the whole situation. Like, I can't let you get on top of me no more because now I just feel like the dominant one. Like, I'm an alpha female. So now it's like, man, come on, get in position. You know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, I don't know. So when it comes down to it, like, as a man point of view, y'all, okay, you cannot be down low. You could be straight men. But what if you got a chick that you're dealing with? Especially you, Smooth. You fuck with a lot of bitches. So you got a chick that you're dealing with, and you don't play that, but she got a dude that she dealing with, and he down low. and she's sleeping with him and she's sleeping with you. That also puts you in the circle. So that's what makes the topic relevant, regardless of if you are not the down low brother. You could be dealing with a woman that's dealing with a down low brother, and that still puts you in a loop, because whatever he got going to come back to you due to the fact of her dealing with him and not knowing. You know, women are emotional. So if a man is bisexual, he is emotional as well. He's emotional. He has an emotional standpoint. He can relate to women better. She's all in. All it takes for her is to even give him some head without a rubber on. You know what I'm saying? And then voila. You feel me? You got what he got. You know, her calling herself being freaky. You lay down and he want to put it in your booty. And you like, come on. Y'all having sex and he take the rubber off. Come on. Listen, let me tell you something. I just got it the other day.
And what was that? That was on I May Destroy You, which you just said, having sex and they take the rubber
off. Right,
like, you know what I'm saying? That
right,
was a big time
like
topic.
Shit,
that's why
the situation is realer.
Different shit.
Than just saying, okay, it's a gay topic, I don't want to talk about it, because it has to be talked about, because most of the time you don't know what a person is doing outside of you. You don't know who they're sleeping with, who they're screwing. My people, listen, bruh, you got to get tested. And because we both do our thing, we need to keep this up on a regular basis so that I can feel comfortable. You know what I'm saying? I just was on Walmart, and I was like, okay, I need some more condoms. And they got the 36-count of Magnums. You can get two boxes for $30, $29.99 plus tax. Mine came out to like $38 or something. But two boxes, 36, okay? So understand this, like, I got condoms for days, but then I thought about it. I was like, damn, you know, I always keep condoms, and my dumb ass got pregnant with both of my last two kids with a drawer full of condoms. So shit happens when it needs to happen. But, you know, safety is important.
You're having
it's
that
like,
movie
that's
sex,
your
huh?
people's.
I'm black. Yes. That's that movie sex when you just, you no condom, you just, you go. You know, you just caught up in the moment, huh? That's what happened.
But I don't really get caught up now. Like I had a conversation with my son and daddy, and I didn't try to, you know, be spiteful or mean or anything like that. But, you know, he was like, you know, we was having a conversation, and I said, well, yeah, because I don't want another child from you. So, you know, maybe this ain't, you know, we got to revamp this. And he seemed to get mad about that. Now, granted, like, I love him, and I really appreciate the growth that he has been doing, but he still has a long way to go. And that would be dumb as fuck for me to put myself in a situation that I could end up having another child from him. Like, that's what dumb bitches do. He not taking care of the first one fully, but you're going to go have another one from him? Like, you got to be dumb. You know what I'm saying? That's not even love. That's stupidity. And I'm far from stupid. You know, the choices that we make in life is like business. Would you make this choice for business? You know what I'm saying? And that's how I think. So the same thing with down low men. So would you know this man down low, and you would sleep with him without a rubber. You would just do all of these things with this guy because you, quote, unquote, love him. But is that a good business decision? You can potentially compromise the entire corporation by playing Russian roulette because of an emotional connection. And it's a lot of shit that I know, and I don't really be talking about it. But then I sit back and I let people get slick out the mouth. I let people do a lot of different shit. I let people say and do a lot of shit, and I believe in like this. I'm gonna keep your secret because that's who you are. And a lot of men are at a certain pivotal point in their life that they can't come out. You know what I'm saying? They can't come out of the closet on what they like, and that's your business, right? But whenever you throw shots or you try to be funny, then bitch, I'm gonna spray you because that's what I do. Bitch, I'm going to leave you alone, you leave me alone. But since you tried to be funny, try to prove a point, bitch, I'm going to spray you. That's just how that go. But I won't fuck with them. Like, I'm not dumb enough to be like, okay, babe, come get this. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sleeping with you without a rubber, and I'm putting my mouth on your... Yeah, no. If I put my mouth on you without a rubber on, because I still do that to this day, like... It, you know, sometimes I just feel like, you know, if I'm for the...
I can't get head with a rubber. That's just
man,
like,
men say that, and I swear to God, I swear to God, like, damn near everybody in my life done said,
that
man, this
like
thing
I'm
gonna be good.
I'm
and I done still, like,
now,
I done still devoured their soul with a rubber on. So if you fucking with an amateur, it ain't gonna be right. But you know, I'm not an amateur at all. I'm a vet with this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm vet with the wet. I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm gonna do what I do with the rubber on or off. But it's a whole thing for me being comfortable. It's all things me being comfortable. So what do you like? What do y'all think? Cause you know you ain't got to be the down low brother, but then put yourself in that position. What if you were the down low brother and you absolutely could not come out the closet?
No, I can't put myself in that position. I'm sorry, but
okay.
But
so you're not the down low brother, but what if she dealing with somebody down low? And there's no way for you to know what a female is doing when you're not around. You can think that you know, but there's no way to absolutely know. And she dealing with this brother, and he doing what he doing. Like, what is the perspective on that from a male's point of view? Would you want her to tell you? Would you want him to tell her? Like, how would y'all want that to go? Because it affects everybody on this phone.
All right. Well, look, I'll go first, and I'll let Smooth take it from here. But it's funny. It's funny. This show is coming. It's coming up. Even though Smooth knocked this show and was shitting on the show has some cool, like fucking, just like kind of real talk type of topics. But you were seeing it in the visual. You know what I'm saying? That was kind of hard to see. So I just want to reiterate this one storyline that happened in this show that me and Smooth was talking about. We both saw, and I didn't even finish the show because my HBO fucked up. But that's a whole nother topic. But anyway, on I May Destroy You, one of the episodes, right? It was this dude, right, who was just loose with it. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like, he was just on all these, like, Tinder-type apps and just banging all these dudes, right? You know what I'm saying? And one time he met a black dude, right? He met this, like, little white chick, right? And this white chick was giving him some rhythm. Like he was like, oh, okay, she kind of liked me. And I guess he was kind of – because something happened to him. So he was kind of like – from the beginning of the show, the dude was just confused. There was a lot of shit going on with him, right? So one time, I guess he was just like, you know what? Now, he was clearly gay, but he was like, you know what? I'm going to try women. You know what I'm saying? Because I think he might have had sex with women, but I guess he never really liked it. He liked dudes, right? So anyway, he meets this one chick, and they vibing or whatever. And then the chick was just flirting with him. She wanted, because she didn't know he was down low or gay. You know what I'm saying? So they end up hooking up. They end up having sex. But then she made, I guess, like a slick-ass comment about, like, oh, like some shit like, you know, some like anti-gay shit, like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And then he was just like, well, I'm gay. And then she was like, what? And then the whole energy just changed because she was like, why you didn't tell me that? You know what I'm saying? Like, why you just made me think that you was straight and, you know, you – so that was just interesting because I never really seen that on television or like in a – you know what I'm saying? You hear about it, but you never like kind of seen it. That's why I was saying with your movie – deranged baby mama, like, come with some shit like that we ain't seen before. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought that was interesting. So, you know, from her perspective, she was like, oh, hell no. You know what I'm saying? Get the fuck out. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, and I can't really comment on that because I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm not in a female's mind to see. But at the same time, I'm really picky with the, you know, and once again, hashtag happily married men. But I've always been picky with my sexual encounters and partners. You know, sometimes you get real savage. You might be drunk or you might just young and dumb. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say that every time was like I totally like pulled their resume and, you know, kind of seen what they was all about. Sometimes it was just some savage shit and I just went for it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie. I'm not going to act like I never did no shit that I probably shouldn't have did. You know what I'm saying? Looking back. But, you know, you never know. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, I always make sure that I'm strapped up because I got caught up, you know, in my younger days not being strapped up. And it could have been some worse shit than what it was. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to be totally honest and keep it a buck. So that's why you do got to be careful because especially, you know, condoms break. And that's why to this day, you know what I'm saying, if I ever am in a situation – I only use one type of condom, and it's these black condoms that never broke on my end. So that's one thing. And then the other part that I'll say before Smooth get in is I flipped the topic because, like I said, I couldn't really relate to how you worded it first. So I flipped the topic, and I put, fellas, can you wife a down-low woman? You know what I'm saying? Because it goes both ways. And I had to think about that And I don't know if I can wife a down low woman. If a chick, you know, she kind of go both. I don't know if I can truly wife that. You know what I'm saying? Because speaking with my partners, you know what I'm saying? One of my partners, I told you the situation. He got with it, and his wife was down low. He didn't know. You know what I'm saying? And now, fast forward, his wife is with a chick now. You know what I'm saying? And they, you know, on their way to get a divorce or whatever the case may be with that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? This is my homie, so he just, I'm learning. He telling me firsthand information on how that shit went down. So I don't know if I can wife that. You know what I'm saying? Because she going both ways, and you know what I'm saying? And she can go the other way. And you left, you know, your marriage is over. You know what I'm saying? Especially if y'all got kids and shit, that shit get crazy. So, you know, I can definitely date a female that's down low, you know what I'm saying? We can have our fun, you know, let me run a resume, make sure I'm strapped up because I don't know what the fuck she's doing. And I can definitely, you know, and like I said, this is my savage, this is the savage gentleman coming back. But, you know, if I was in some old dark, like, fuck it, like, I can definitely pimp a down low chick, you know what I'm saying? But that's that, you know what I'm saying? But hashtag happily married, man. I ain't into all that stuff. I'm just saying if I wasn't married, you know, you never know. But, damn, Smooth, I'll let you take it from here.
Man, I just would like to know how gay was Orlando for a motherfucker to be like, man, I need to go back to Atlanta. Hey, but you know how
man,
gay
listen.
Shit was that look, fuck what you talking about. Nigga, you know how gay Orlando would have to be for a nigga to be like, man, I'm going back to Atlanta? The gayest city in the country.
Oh, man, it's bad down there, man, and they really hiding it and what's going on, but it's like really bad. And like when it comes to like land wise, Orlando is actually bigger than Georgia. Like Orlando is bigger than Atlanta, I'm sorry. But overall,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, as far as like everything that's going on in the population, Atlanta is bigger. And, you know, it's just, you know who you know. It's just too small for all that to be going on. But when I seen what I seen, this person, when I seen what I seen, I was like, oh, shit, I might as well, listen, I got a better chance in the A than I do in Orlando. I bet you that much. I've been in the A since 2009, you know, still tested clean. And it's just how I move, but, you know, and I pay attention to all the signs. I watch, you know, and some people you're not going to be able to know, but, you know, I'm good at pulling it out.
Well, my bitches already know. We already had conversations about this. So for those that like fucking niggas in their ass, there's rules to this shit. You can fuck them in their ass all you want, but you can't let them hit. It is what it is. Now.
But what if she don't know, like, offhand?
No, I ain't done. But at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You saying what a motherfucker do in the dark, a motherfucker do in the dark. You ain't gonna know. It is what it is.
What you don't know don't hurt you.
I have a testing regimen, so everybody gotta get tested. Everybody gotta provide proof. That's the only way. But just because you get tested don't mean ain't shit gonna pass by you. You feel what I'm saying? So it's just luck of the draw when it come down to you. Come down to these fags. Now as far as my bisexual bitches, I mean, all my bitches eat pussy. even the bitches that didn't eat pussy, they always wind up eating something. You know what I'm saying? Either they're going to eat some pussy, they become a pillow princess. These hoes get turned down quick. So I'm
just saying. That's right. Yeah. So these women are getting turned down more and more.
I feel like women can, though. Women just are in denial, and they just want to make an excuse.
Yeah,
because
y'all felines,
like,
man. Y'all felines.
That
y'all,
shit
like,
stand
y'all,
out
that's,
to me.
That's
like,
natural to y'all.
My gay friend is like, dude, I do not. My gay guy better than his. And I'd be like, no, he like me. And he was like, no. And then I'd be like, okay, boom, let's do this three-way call. And then, boom,
nah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm talking to him, and then he like, da-da-da-da-da. He like, how the fuck did you know that? Like, there's no way. I guess certain people know. But, like, my dar sticks out very, very far. And then my inner being, if my inner being tell me something, then I'd be like, all right, cool. I'm listening. You know, sometimes I say something to the men, and then other times I don't. But just all depends.
I just, and another thing, man, let's stop talking about fucking I may destroy you, please.
You brought it up, bro. Like, I'm just saying, it was relevant to this topic.
You just started laughing. Oh, and then you
it was relevant
story
to this topic, Smooth. No. What happened? What was the story? What did I thought that was? Go ahead. What happened?
I mean, you fucked it all up.
Come on.
You fucked the entire story. Because like, you forgot. Nah, I don't really want to bring the fucking story up because like then I'd be promoting the fucking show.
If
anybody on the show that's listening to the show is interested in all types of rapes, male and female, right? A lot of gay shit. When they watch I May Destroy You, fuck, there you go. Plug HBO.
But what I said was relevant to this topic. That really happened in the episode that I saw. So what do you mean? How's that not relevant?
No,
to this topic?
But you're forgetting the little black dude. He wasn't down low. You see what I'm saying? And the white bra was the first female he ever had sex with.
Oh, okay, that's what it was. All right, it's been a minute.
Right.
I saw it. Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So, the dude wasn't down low. He was openly gay.
Okay. But she thought he was down low. Or she didn't think he was gay. That's the part. That's the main point that I want to get come across. Yeah. So, okay, yeah, you're right about that. Okay. All right. So, so I don't know if you want to sum it up, Black, because I don't really have that to say on this topic. I don't know if
Sam
does.
Sorry,
I got a load of world famous chop up. So, you know, if you want to sum it up for the people, then we can get it to the world famous chop up.
Hey, bro, we need some more bras on this phone.
Yeah, we do. We do that. That's a fact.
Yo, India, come back. All you porno bitches, I'll let you butt. We need everybody on this fucking show with the
tears. Yo, I've been kind of busy, man. But I'm gonna try to, you know, let me stir up some shit.
I ain't never too busy for these hoes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna try to see what I can come up with, man. Especially this week. I don't know. I'm gonna see if I can just.
And another thing, I had a bitch stuck my dick with a condom on before. I ain't like it.
Yeah, I don't like that shit either. So we
like, yeah, stop.
You know what I'm saying?
For all you bitches out there sucking your dick with condoms and shit. Stay away from me. I've had it.
Fuck that. That shit don't count.
I don't want it.
That ain't head. That's some old bullshit. Let me just fuck.
Hey, but look, real shit.
What up?
Hey, like if you think you got some in your mouth, man, just stay away from me anyway, bitch. That's all I'm saying.
Little man, the head connoisseur.
Yeah, I don't want it.
Well, that's what. Listen, so ladies, be mindful. Pay attention to their mannerisms. You know, if he throwing his hand and he being all extra, that shit ain't really normal for real. Like, there's something in the tank.
Hold
you
on.
Know what I'm saying?
No, that's a lie.
How those conversations?
That is a lie. No. What we're not about to do is fuck around. Cause like, you gotta understand one thing. Because of all the free shit that the liberal and the conservative government has bestowed upon the black community, a lot of these males was raised around other females. So they naturally pick up female characteristics as far as the fucking throwing of the hands and the broken wrist only because that's all they've seen. That's all they emulated.
You saying they had no male, male figures?
So
but you don't know if they down low or not because you know them. Like, come on, bro. Just like you thought your homie was going to stand in the paint. You picked this dude out for us to do a damn movie with and this nigga couldn't stand in the paint. So you can't say what the fuck they is.
Hey.
Calm
now,
down.
That was my dog. We ain't talking about his ability to fuck in front of people. That ain't got nothing to do with this shit. That was my nigga. Like, hey, yeah.
You don't
parody.
Know what's
going.
You
I
kept
that.
I'm so disappointed
real
in you. That you don't know what people
life,
doing behind closed doors, man.
His entire life came out that one moment and he failed. I'm not disputing that. Hey, my nigga, he couldn't perform in front of other people. Damn, nigga, fuck. But that being said, I ain't got shit to do with men that was raised around number females and they picked up female characteristics. They still manly. They still straight, but their mannerisms might be a little feminine only because that's the only example they ever had without their life. You see what I'm saying? So it is what it is when it comes down to that shit. You got to be careful with that. But, damn, you ain't have to throw my nigga underneath the bus again. Come on, man.
I'm just saying, you don't know. You don't know what's going on.
Oh, man.
Hold on. Wait a minute. But that ain't got shit to do with the price of 10 tons. That nigga just couldn't perform in front of everybody else. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened with that shit. Mm-hmm. But that ain't got nothing to do with a man that was raised around a number of females, and they pick up female characteristics because that's all they can emulate. You see what I'm saying? You'll run across a nigga like, damn, nigga, why the fuck your hands in your whip, nigga? Because his mama kept doing it.
I know plenty of men that been raised raised by women, bro. They don't do that, man. My mama was a single mother, man. My aunties was single, man. My cousins and brothers, they straight
like
to the core.
One thing talking about, you know, buku men that get it. I don't care, cool. I know buku motherfuckers are dead too. It is what it is. But just
man, they
probably
down low and you don't even know it. Now you gonna look at them different when you see them.
Just because you got one side, there ain't another side. Like both sides of the fucking spectrum. Like, yeah, it don't work that way. Not when it comes down to men. Hell no.
Oh,
so,
man.
I mean, shit. Fuck that. What you ain't about to do is tell me, like, hey, yeah, well, all these people on my side of the family, they was raised by females and they never did it. All right. But then how many men have you ever met that was raised on the same fucking side and they still got the little female mannerisms? You just was like, hold up, nigga, why you doing that?
Yeah, I don't know. When it comes to the mannerisms, they can have some type of qualities that females like. But here's my thing on this. I'm gonna say this, but like I said, this is the only people I know. This is from Cleveland and New York perspective, two places. So maybe it's different in different places. But what I've come across from, you know, my homies or some of my cousins, those raised by women, right? They'll take on characteristics as far as like they can cook or they can clean. You know what I'm saying? But it was having a feminine part. They never took on a feminine.
All men supposed to know how to cook it.
Nah, that's false. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is,
oh, like I said,
but it could be.
It's a big planet. It's a big planet.
True.
It's a big globe, which means
true.
Like I was saying, there's many different sides of the spectrum. So that's why you got to be careful. The way I was raised and shit. The way I was raised, it's the small shit that stand out to me. You see what I'm saying? So it's the small shit that other people really don't see. Motherfucker like, man, why the fuck you doing that? But to somebody else, it could be fucking normal. So I had to learn that, like, man, hold up, nigga, that ain't right. But then motherfuckers like, all right, well, they were just raised differently.
True.
But,
true,
like,
true.
On my side of the spectrum, men knew how to cook
because
we had to learn how to survive, nigga.
Yeah, that's true. But that's going to take, you know, some male, I guess, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, male mentors or you know, just male whatever. Just like, hold on, we don't do that, homie. You know, little homie, like, hold on. You know what I'm saying? You got to correct that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like manners. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got a kid that just grew up without manners, hold on. You know, to my... You know, to my nephew or whatever, my little cousins or whatever. Hold on, you know, say thank you when somebody gives you something. You know what I'm saying? Same thing. So the same thing got to go hand in hand with that. Like, nah, you don't put your hand.
Yeah,
in
but
head.
We talking about the little wrist thing and the bending of the fucking hips and shit.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Sometimes it's just
like,
a natural thing to them dudes. Like, man, hold up, bro, what the fuck? And they got to start hurrying up and stand up straight.
I gotta side with Black. If it's a little too natural. It's a little sugar in that tank. You know what I'm saying? That's just there. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
I understand. Too nasty.
Thank you.
Look, I'm trying to make men straight again. So fuck it is what it is.
Exactly. So, all right. So, look. So, with that being said.
I'm trying
said,
my best
you know,
not to turn the faggot. Fuck it.
Exactly. There we go. So, with that being said, let's get into my favorite part of the show. The world famous chop off. This is where I get a chance to just talk my shit. Look at, you know, what kind of inspired me during the week or what I thought was interesting. So before I get into it, you know what I'm saying? Because I got a few different things to shout out and talk about. Black, you know, did you see anything? Did you come across anything that you thought was interesting that you wanted to talk about?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay.
The justice that passed Good away, bird. RIP to her.
Ruth.
She did pave a lot of ways for people to,
and it's
you know,
the Supreme Court justice, right? Because I'm not even up on that story. Okay. Yeah. So Trump is going to get somebody to replace that person. And that's a for life position. That's the only position that's like for life. That's crazy. But, you know, hopefully they're good people that you put in there because that's a lifelong position. You know what I'm saying? Until you die.
Boy,
right.
Look,
so
they running scared now. So. Those motherfuckers talking about putting extra people on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, so, you know, you know, we'll see. So, with that being said, so September 29th, and I ain't going to spend too much time on this because, you know, next week I think I'm going to prep it, you know what I'm saying, because it's going to be, like, in your face. It's going to, you know, next week, you know, today's the 20th, next week is the 27th, and the first presidential debate is on the 29th. And like I said, this is the part when I really get into politics, man, because this is like the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? So let's see what your boy, I don't even know what his name, Biden. Let's see what we're going to come up with. I know my guy Trump is ready for this. You know what I'm saying? So it's just going to be interesting. And then to see how they're going to do the whole vice presidential shit. So, you know, I'm definitely, you know, I'm intrigued on what's coming up with that. And then with that being said, like I said, I just started, you know, Trump, The Art of the Deal. Definitely a good book. If you really, because, you know, the shit that pisses me off sometimes, and not to get too political, is when people just be like, oh, you know, fuck him, fuck Trump. Or, like, at least, if you know, first off, don't be saying F somebody if you're not going to go all in with the alternative, meaning Biden. You know what I'm saying? So if you ain't all in on Biden, I don't want to hear no, like, fuck him. That's just from my point of view. If you're not going to be all in, because it's like, it's two choices. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's just how I feel.
No, there's three choices, my nigga. There's always three choices. Ain't no such thing.
Who's talking about Kanye?
Look at it like this. When you say fuck somebody, right, just because you say fuck somebody don't mean you ain't down with them. It just means fuck them on that particular topic. You see what I'm saying?
Most people be like, fuck them because they ain't down with them. And they, you know what I'm saying, then they, you know what I'm saying, but they not doing the research on the alternative.
Let me be the first one to say fuck Trump, okay? Fuck Trump and fuck Biden. You see what I'm saying? Now, that don't mean I ain't going to vote. That don't mean I ain't going to vote.
You different.
But then at the same time, that don't mean a motherfucking thing as far as like, I ain't going to be 100% down with a motherfucker. Fuck no. There's some shit about this motherfucker I really just don't like.
Yeah.
But
and I respect
who's
that.
Who's a better candidate at this particular time.
Exactly.
You say what?
But I respect how you saying it. Like, if you're going to do it, but I'm just saying for the people to just be like, oh, fuck Trump, fuck Trump, fuck. And then they not researching what Biden's going to do. So if Biden wins, like, you know, are you in line with what he got to in store? And that's why I said the debate is going to be good, because now it's just, all right, the ring, the glove is off. Let's just get into it. Let's talk about it. You know what I'm saying? So they about to have their version of real talk. So I'm looking forward to that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I definitely just need Trump to order the deal. I just started it, but it's just a good book to just get inside his head to see how he thinks. You know what I'm saying? And you know, now that he has the presidency, like, it's just deals on, like, a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that's interesting. And then with that being said, I also want to pick up, I got to get a chance next time I get out to 14th Street Union Square. That's, like, the last, what the fuck is the book place called? I can't even think of it. But it's one of the last booksellers that's out there because, you know, everything is digital now.
Barnes & Noble.
To have a hard copy. Barnes & Noble, yeah. So the last Barnes & Noble in New York City that I go to as in this place called Union Square, 14th Street. So I'm going to probably get out there one of these days, and I'm going to pick up Candace Owens' new book. It's called Blackout. I really want to see what she got to say. You know what I'm saying? So she, you know, just released this book. I think this is her first book, but I'm intrigued to read it, to just get her point of view, because I've been kind of like a fan of her, man. I think she's, like, definitely stepped up. And it's going to be interesting to see if she has, you know, just to see how her political aspirations go as she, you know, as, you know, we go into this whole new landscape 2020, if Trump is going to remain president or Biden will take it in a big upset, which I doubt. But so I'm going to leave that at that with the politics. But I thought that was kind of interesting. The other thing is, I guess it's some slight justice for Breonna Taylor. You know, this has been a hot topic, you know what I'm saying? Especially when the George Floyd thing happened, and Breonna Taylor, I think, happened like right after that or something like that. But, you know, she was mistakenly murdered because it was like, you know, I guess the Louisville, Kentucky cops came in, they was looking for somebody else, and then they just opened fire on her, and she was innocent. They shouldn't have been there in the first place. So you've seen in a lot of the, you know, sports, NBA, tennis, football, you know, you've been seeing a lot of just Breonna Taylor, and then social media, you know, like, what about Breonna Taylor? What about Breonna Taylor? So from my point of view, I was just wondering, and it was funny because before this even happened, I was like wondering, like, what's the end game with this? Everybody keeps saying this, but what's going to really happen? And it just seems like the
not
cops,
a damn thing.
Yeah, it seems like the cops, they're gonna side with the cops. It's like, oh, they didn't know, and it was like, I mean, it's a really fucked up mistake to make, but they're going to look at it, oh, it was a mistake. They didn't do it on purpose. They wasn't going there to kill her. They were looking for somebody else, and it just happened to happen that way, which is fucked up, but yeah, that's a grave mistake that you would never want to happen to one of your loved ones. But with that being said, I guess they did reach a settlement with her family, with Breonna Taylor's family and estate. I think it was like $12 million. So, you know, at least the family can, you know, nobody can replace a life. But just to, you know, bring some type of justice. So, you know, that happened a few days ago. So, you know, shout out to that. I mean, I can't really shout that out, but that's like the best thing that's going to come out of that situation, unfortunately. So, you know.
Damn, so no legislation, my nigga? I mean, the best thing to come out of the situation is fucking legislation. I don't give a fuck about no 12 punk ass million dollars for one black ass family. What about the legislation?
Okay, when you say
make sure that
legislation with like unlawful murder, what you mean? Talk about it. What you mean? Like, when you say legislate
look
what?
Look at it like this. Look at it like this, man. You got all this shit going on. You had the Breonna Taylor, the George Floyd, and everything else like that, right? You got all these motherfuckers talking about Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima. Oh, we don't want to be racist. They got new commercials out talking about, oh, yeah, the NFL stands behind social justice. I ain't done talking.
Yeah,
fuck a $20 bill. I don't give a fuck about a $20 bill. What the fuck a $20 bill? It's still going to spin, huh? It's still going to spin, huh? It don't matter who the fuck on a $25 bill. You got all these motherfuckers talking about all this good shit, but ain't nobody talking about legislation. Ain't nobody talking about changing the fucking law. Ain't nobody talking about implementing things that's going to protect black people from actually getting shot for no fucking reason as far as a no-knock warrant. You feel what I'm saying? So they're going to do everything they got to do just to give you a perception that shit changed. But ain't shit going to change, because nobody's actually forcing change. They're like, oh, thank you, Aunt Jemima. It's a miracle. Aunt Jemima,
true.
And
then remember, it's state. You know, I doubt if it's gonna. It's always gonna be a state to state thing, in my opinion, with that. So it's never gonna be like a federal no knock. Your certain
wrong.
State they're gonna be like, nah, it's crazy. It's gonna be no knock here, and then state you
that's
knock
the thing.
And all that shit.
But, people is not holding the real motherfuckers accountable. You see what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, regardless of what people say, you can march all you want. We holding hands, kumbaya. We shall overcome our whatever. But until you actually get these motherfuckers to actually sit down and respect you as an individual and say, this is what we have for you, this is what we're going to do for you, this is what we've done for you, then it don't mean shit. So go ahead and burn it down. Fuck it.
Just burn down it. Okay.
Just stay away from my shit. I got to
stay away from your shit. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
But it's the truth.
What's up?
It's the fucking truth. Like, man, look, I don't give a fuck about the $12 million. Ain't like $12 million can't replace a fucking life.
I mean,
you feel what I'm saying?
I mean, it was hush money. It's hush money, but you know.
And it does nothing for you. It does nothing for the fucking cause.
Well, it does something for the family. You know what I'm saying? It does.
No,
it
don't.
But.
No, don't. I don't do shit.
They can't bring back
the
life.
They
$12 million.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't
so
want
to
sell a life short, but you know, it's a wrongful death thing. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you what $12 million is going to do. $12 million is going to cause a familiar rift in that particular family, because everybody's going to look for a piece.
That's true. That is true.
So there you go. All it is.
But you never know. But we sell
money. We're going to throw money in the fucking circle and watch them on TV.
A family that's got an accounting degree and a business sense, and maybe they can, you know, flip into something else. You know what I'm saying? We never know. I can't just assume
that's
not
what's
going to
happen.
Fucking up, but,
if you don't know how to make money, you don't know how to keep money.
I mean, I totally agree. I think it's probably going to.
If you make a check, right? Let's say you only make $70,000, right? But out of the $70,000 you make a year, right? You can't even save up 10 punk ass $1,000 a fucking year. Then guess what?
Yeah.
You don't deserve $12 million.
Yeah,
because
that's
you're just
gonna
keep spending. You're gonna keep spending, and guess what? In a matter of 3 years, you're gonna be broke again.
Yeah, well, that's management. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I said. You know, like my last 2 weeks.
So like, nah,
that's
fuck your money, keep your money, nigga. Show me them new laws, bitch. What's that?
Look, you want me signing, nigga?
Show me them new laws.
I feel that. So I mean, definitely, you know. So we'll see. Like you said, so that and that's why you know in November, and I'm just gonna shout this out too because I wanted to make sure I was registered. Cause I can't
fuck
wait.
Trump
man.
Too.
I'm definitely out there voting. Mm-hmm.
Fuck Bush.
Fuck
Obama.
Fuck everybody, right?
Fuck Clinton.
I feel you.
Fuck Reagan.
Yep.
Fuck
but
every
what it
president
is,
that ain't ever did shit for black people, which means that's all 45 of them.
Okay, no. but don't fuck that legislation that you saying people
that's
should,
right.
should go out for. Okay.
But guess what? Where's the legislation at?
Go. It's got to be something. That's why people gotta look at what's going on. People gotta get out there do their research and get out there to the polls and don't just be voting blindly. You know what I'm saying?
The
only thing I'm gonna keep it a buck. The only thing I'm gonna
research
voting on is
the
presidential.
But meanwhile, motherfuckers can vote on some shit they really want. These motherfuckers gave the post office $20 billion, even though the post office is self-sufficient, and they haven't received a fucking government dollar since the fucking 70s. But they found $20 billion to give the post office, but they're not supposed to.
Well, but the post office, you know, a lot of times though, you know, right now
the post office
is being online. The post office, it's a change of industry though. At the same time, you know what I'm saying? Just from a business.
That sound like you're making excuses, my nigga.
No, you don't give a fuck because you're not using.
What you're saying is
if they can
find a way to vote on some post office fucking money out the blue, out of nowhere, then they can find a way to vote on black rights out the fucking blue. It just depends on how the fuck they feel about shit.
So
post office is more important than your black ass.
Well, that's perspective. But anyway, what I'm saying is the post office right now.
It's not perspective. They let you know it when they actually came out of nowhere and voted on the fucking law for it. Voted on a bill for it. So the post office is more important than your black ass.
That's a separate thing, though. Did you just say it's two separate things? It's a legislation. You saying it should be
quick
legislation and vocal. Okay.
And
guess
what? They voted on it. They voted on this shit just like that.
In this country, it's going to be laws. That's how this shit is built. So you got to make the laws work for you. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's a point blank period. The laws are going to be there.
Make
certain
the laws
work for
you. Or you can actually make the laws laws that work for you.
Get you a lawyer, you know what I'm saying, and understand this paperwork. That's all. That's the only thing I can say. You know what I'm saying? Understand these laws so you don't get caught up in the law. You know what I'm saying? And become a victim. So that's that.
Are you forcing to change the laws to reflect you as the individual?
Thanks. That's why you got to get out there and vote. You got to talk about these topics. You know what I'm saying? That's why we're talking about it right now. You know what I'm saying? Maybe somebody will spark some movement. You know what I'm saying? You never know where inspiration comes from, for certain people. There we go. So with that being the case, I'm going to shout out to the topic that Black kind of put me on. First off, I don't listen to his music, man. I don't know nothing about G Herbo. I'm going to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? I keep my ear to the street, but certain people – the music didn't touch me. I know G Herbo, Moneybagg Yo, those cats, I don't know. I can't really feel them yet. I haven't found nothing that I was like, okay, I rock with that. But the one thing I will say with G Herbo, Black put me on, I love, you know, the especially younger cats, they more entrepreneurial, building back up our neighborhoods. And she put me on to a post, I guess, in Chicago. One of his, I guess where he went to elementary school, that closed or whatever. And, you know, he put some money up for people, investors, and they bought the elementary school back and they made it a youth center. So I think that's just important, man. Like, you know, especially these hoods and these places, man, you can buy that shit for dirt cheap if you got the money. You know, if you got the money, the plan, you know, people in position where you can invest and you can bring it back up. You know what I'm saying? So don't let some other, you know, race come in, buy up all of our stores and resources and schools and then have them running it and then we're just giving money. So I just want to shout that out. I thought that was a cool story. And then the other thing is, shout out to Kanye, man. It ain't nothing like a Kanye Twitter rant. You know what I'm saying? My man, Kanye, you can never knock his passion. You know what I'm saying?
Kanye Twitter rant.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're not on social media, but it's not like a Kanye Twitter rant. What I mean by that, if you was on social media, when Kanye, when he gets behind something, he gets so passionate about it, and he just puts his, I don't know, it's like the force, you know what I'm saying? Tap into something. You just put all of the energy into it and see if you can make a change. Like what you was just saying, legislation and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So this is what I see kind of what Kanye is doing, but he's doing it for the record industry, something that he knows about. So, you know, his big thing was I guess he's trying to get out of one of his contracts or, you know, he want to be on the head of the board or something like that. You know, he's been on some shit, like basically like, you know, I'm making all this money for Adidas, but I'm not on the board of directors. You know what I'm saying? I got this big-time deal with Gap. You know what I'm saying? They gave me all this money, gave me the opportunity to make a lot of money, but I want to be a decision-maker. I don't want to just be, you know, a victim. So, like, once
maybe I'm not hot no more. Y'all want to go in a different direction. Y'all can definitely just vote me out. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, I need a seat at the table. And I guess through that, he started looking at his just recording contract and was like, yo, I don't like how this is. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm worth more than this. So I think, you know, I need my masters and stuff like that. So what was interesting, he put his whole contract on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, for everybody to see. I mean, I didn't read the shit because that shit was long as hell. But he's making a fuss, you know what I'm saying? And he's just saying, like, you know, protect me with your prayers and stuff. Like, I guess he's tapping into that whole Christian energy, like, protect me with my prayers. It's been people that come up dead when they start talking, you know, contracts and stuff like that, especially in the music industry, like Michael Jackson. He mentioned Michael Jackson. He didn't mention Prince. But, you know, just some of the people that once they start talking to certain things, you know, things start to happen to them. You know what I'm saying? And I just thought it was just – I thought it was interesting. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see what comes out of it. You know what I'm saying? If things change in the music industry, because that could be a shady industry. You know what I'm saying? You could put all your heart and soul into this product and not even be making money off of it, you know, and the people at the
right.
record label.
Right, and he just did this rant and saying what he wanted the industry to look like, what he wanted deals to look like. And he said, you know, last night he said to his daughter, North, if the people try to take you away from me or if somebody killed me, just know that it wasn't in vain. And you know what I'm saying? I felt that because he's now speaking out. Like, they always try to silence people with power. And normal people be like, oh, it's not always a conspiracy. You know, look at Joan Rivers. Look how Heavy D was doing absolutely amazing, healthy, working out, and all of a sudden they say he collapsed, you know, and he died. Like, when you get to a certain, you know, place and you know things and you don't want to cooperate with them, that's just the name of the game. They take you out. When you want to take yourself from contracts, that's why I would never, like, myself, you know, get embodied in a contract with, you know, these devils. Because when it's like if they take you to another level, then they feel like they're attached to you for life. You're their money cow, and they'll take you out if they can't do what they have to do just to be able to keep their money coming in off of your name. And so now it's just amazing how so many black entrepreneurs are doing it on their own and coming up and running these people out of business. And I actually feel like there will be a change because there has been discussions about what Kanye is saying. The reason that they paint Kanye as crazy and so on and so forth is because you're not supposed to act like this. You're not supposed to do this. But Kanye actually be speaking some real motherfucking shit. And if you think that he is crazy, then you got to think again if you're not listening to what he's saying, but as opposed to letting them put a tag on them. Look at all these white boys that they deem to be crazy because they commit an act, but they're not crazy. They committed this act. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they understand for black people having that label is more harsh than for white people having a label. But Kanye is talking some real shit. Protect Kanye West at all costs because he is really like – he is moving, saying, I want to make these things happen. Like, this man really went out to run for the president. You know what I'm saying? However he did it, whatever his cause was, he
that's
actually
like
did it.
Powerful,
so, you know, the people that's talking, they don't even have the balls to even go out there and get it done.
Facts. I totally agree with you on that, Black. So, yeah, that was definitely a story that I felt as well. So, you know, we'll see what comes of it. But, you know, for him to put out there, because he doesn't have to do it. You know what I'm saying? He's comfortable. You know what I'm saying? So he's speaking for the people that's, you know, not comfortable in bad contracts.
The stupidest shit ever.
You know what I'm saying? What's up?
He said in his rant, he said, I'm going to own my masters. I have lawyers and I have money to pay for it. But I want everybody else to be okay. And then, yeah, the ignorant mind of the black people, he just worried about himself. At what point in this tweet did his rant, he said he has money to be straight. And for you to sit down and say he just worried about himself, I think it's just white people behind these black accounts just saying something stupid because you really have common sense is not common. Like, it really isn't. And he's really giving you straight facts. He got the money. He don't have to speak up. He can go get his masters and be okay. Prince, when Prince won his masters, he died. Look at R. Kelly, he got his masters. He in jail. You know what I'm saying? They trying to keep him. You know what I'm saying? Bill Cosby, he wanted to buy a TV network. He in jail. So think about how this process worked with these white folks before y'all start going trying to sign a contract to get in business with them. They going to make more money off you than you going to make off you. And then the money that they loan you, like he said, they put 75% or even more interest on the money that they loan you for your for you doing what you got to do just because they can put you in a better place faster than you can do it on your own.
Yeah, when you get that advance, that's nothing but a loan with, he was saying, with like 70% interest, some crazy shit. Where they making it look like it's just glamorous and shit, but yo, if you don't read the fine print, you fucked up out here. You had a hit record and, you know, was touring and doing all this, and now, you know, 5 years from now, you got to get back to some regular shit because that's all dried up. So, yeah, kudos
to and they still making money off you, but you're not making money, and you dried up, and they don't care at all. Like, they just like, hey.
Too. I'm gonna keep it a buck, and I gotta shout her out for this. And you know, like I said, I'm like Smoke said, you know what I'm saying? Wanna get some more energy back or some female energy back on the show. Like when India came through, she showed a lot of love, and shout out to that. But I'm gonna shout out, you know, I'll be on my Twitter, so I'll be peeping people, you know what I'm saying? But I gotta shout out Chanel Hart, right? And speaking of the music industry, Chanel Hart has been a prominent adult entertainer, you know what I'm saying? And she kinda like doing her own thing with the OnlyFans now. But the porn industry, that's another thing. These performers, y'all need to get in there and make sure y'all own y'all masters, so to speak, to like when they get played on YouTube, I mean not YouTube, videos and stuff like that, where y'all can get it check from that. You know what I'm saying? Because people can watch that shit over and over and over and over and over, and you know what I'm saying? And you just got the money up front, you're not getting nothing from it. So if they can figure out a way for these adult entertainers to get some residuals, you know what I'm saying, from when they stuff, because, you know, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? So that's a whole other thing. But I think that's another thing too. You know what I'm saying? So it's just different entertainment industries, period. You know what I'm saying? Just getting on point, especially if you're signing contracts, just know what you're getting out of it. So the people that are just making the art, you know what I'm saying? The people that's performing and doing the art, you know what I'm saying, can get benefit. They should. It's their art. You know what I'm saying? And look, it's a teamwork. You know what I'm saying? It's the producers and the directors and the owner of the company to put it out there. So everybody got to get their piece. But, you know, if you're the main person, why that shit is selling, you know, you need to get a big percentage. You know, shout out to Master P with that 80-20 deal that he got. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's good, man. And it's just this is going to affect black people as a whole because we the ones. We the ones entertaining everybody. You know what I'm saying? We the ones just setting the standard for the culture. You know what I'm saying? But it's the, you know, white folks, you know what I'm saying, the put, I guess, people in position that's benefiting the most, and that's got to change. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Kanye for that. So, you know, that's that. Speaking of art and entertainment, I didn't really get a chance to talk about this too much last week, but I just want to shout out Power. I've been kind of like in the zone, man. Like I said, you know, it's been 3 episodes, and I was shitting on it at first. I was like, oh, it's probably washed up now. You know what I'm saying? The main character, Ghost, he died, and 50. I'm like, they just trying to like squeeze it for every, you know, maybe they should just end it. But I like how they did it. They basically just made it like a new generation, and his son Tyreek, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to get a plot away, but now he's coming to his own. He's off to college. And then they, like I said, they spiced it up. You know, first I saw the previews. I'm like, okay, Method Man. You know what I'm saying? He's in it. And Mary J. Blige, she's in it. And I'm like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Some rappers trying to act. This and some, I don't know if that's going to work. But just giving my review, first off, I want to say kudos and shout out to Method Man because, you know, I've seen, you know, you've seen Method Man in Belly. You've seen Method Man in The Wire. You've seen him in How High, which I don't really rock with. You know what I'm saying? I think that was a little corny. But, you know, he was always playing like a hood role or like a clown and How High with Redman. But this one, he's a lawyer. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yo, nah, he's aged. He's older. It's time to step up and get a more definitive role. And he's pulling it off, man. You know what I'm saying? It's good to see. All right. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's somebody that look like me. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doing his lawyer thing. And, like, you know, you're seeing how the whole lawyer works. You know what I'm saying? You can see it on TV. You can, you know, put yourself in that. You know, for somebody younger that's aspiring to be a lawyer, you know, they got somebody to maybe look up to. So I just think, just great images. You know, the images of empowerment is as well needed in the black community. So I just want to shout out to Meth and for that. But like I said, it is a hood show, you know, at the same time. So you got to take the negative with the positive and just get jewels from both ways. So shout out to Mary J too. And, you know, Mary J, old school, any old school person, you know what I'm saying? They're going to always shout out, you know, especially women, they're going to shout out to Mary J because she did her thing like the in the early 90s and stuff like that. Now, not so much musically, you know what I'm saying? But she had her time when she was, you know, definitely doing a damn thing. But as a New York trap queen, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's perfect casting, you know what I'm saying? So it's just interesting to see how that whole thing is. Like, I'm not going to get a plot away, but it's pretty good, man. So shout out to 50 once again. When people start to write 50 off, you know what I'm saying, it seems like he didn't find his lane. It's not the music so much, it's just producing and TV, you know what I'm saying, that he didn't really seem to kind of blossom in. So so shout out to Power, you know, it's pretty good. And then speaking of that, we've got about 5 minutes left. I just want to give two music reviews. And with that being said, you know, Griselda, man, I got to give big props to them, man, because as far as art and just bringing it back and you know what I'm saying, trap has been such a big prominent, you know, with the South coming into prominence, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, and then, like I said, my favorite genre of rap music is like West Coast. I love, you know, Snoop and all that old West Coast shit, you know what I'm saying? But I got a love for that whole New York 90s feel, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, I just want to shout out Griselda because they're bringing that feeling back, you know what I'm saying, that essence of just the artistry back. So shout out to Conway the Machine. He dropped maybe, I think it's probably like the album of the year, rap-wise. It's called From, and I love the title. It's called From a King to a God. And Conway's got an ill story, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, like, you know, I guess a few years back he was shot in the head, so his whole face got twisted. But he didn't let that stop him, you know what I'm saying? Like, that just shows that a case, dude shot, face distorted or whatever. He made it work for him, and he's doing big things, man. The album is just great, you know what I'm saying? It's just dope, man. It's a New York album, but it's raw, you know what I'm saying? And he got a story to tell because he even lived it, you know what I'm saying? Like, the state shows it. So I just want to shout out Conway the Machine, Griselda, West Side Gun. And speaking of you, Black, you were saying your album cover, your book covers. That's what gets me with Griselda, man. They album covers is so ill, you know what I'm saying? So artistry. Like, you know, West Side Gun, he first came on the scene with a slew of albums. It was called Hitler Wears Hermes. And I don't even know how he even finessed that, because usually you put anything with Hitler out there, the Jews are shutting that down. But for some reason, I don't know what he did, what they got going on at Buffalo, but he was able to finesse that. And the artistry has just been coming from that. You know what I'm saying? That seemed like that's what kind of grabbed me first. I was seeing images, Hitler wears Hermes, and I thought it was just interesting. But anyway, so that's one album review. And then, so that Conway album came out about 2 weeks ago. And then last week, for the females, and this shit is kind of raw too, I got a shout out to their female artist. Her name is Armani Caesar. And it's an album called The Liz, right? And the ill part, like I said, once again, I'm talking about the album covers. The cover of the album has Liz Taylor, and then, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, Liz Taylor, she's like an old school white actress that was big in like the 50s, 60s or whatever. She used to hang out with Michael Jackson back in the 80s, 90s. But anyway, the album cover is Liz Taylor with like a third eye. You know what I'm saying? So it's just different. So that part right there had me intrigued. And then when I listen to the album, you know, it's going to give you a reminisce of like Lil Kim, Foxy Brown, the whole New York vibe. But the beats, the music is grimy, is gritty. It reminds me of like Method Man to Cal's album. And it's just raw, just New York, just gritty. I mean, it's not, you know, the usual trap, strip music songs. You know what I'm saying? It's like gritty, just New York abstract music. And it's good, man. So shout out to Griselda. They're doing big things. And that's pretty much it. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much it for the world famous Chop Up. Of course, we got sports back. And I draw so much inspiration from sports because I love the storylines. I love the competition. I love the politics of it. And the fact that I got basketball going on right now, the playoffs. We're about to go into the finals. Shout out to the Denver Nuggets. They knocked out Kawhi in a big upset. A lot of people have the Clippers winning the championship. I had the Clippers winning the championship, and I think they would have won a championship, but the fact that this whole COVID situation happened, they had to stop the season and restart it with the bubble. that just gave LeBron, that was like perfect for LeBron because him being an older player, he was able to regroup, retool, and now he smelled blood. So I see the Lakers winning the whole thing. But shout out to the different
90 Lakers. Seconds.
We got a good team. 90 seconds taking us out of here. We got Boston and then Miami on the other side. Miami Heat, Pat Riley. But I'll keep you posted how that is shaping up next week. But just a shout out to the show. Shout out to Black on this topic. It was a controversial topic, but hey, you know that's what we do here. Shout out to Black on it. I mean, shout out to Smooth on the check in. Shout out to me for the chop up. And like I said, I'm definitely gonna work on some guests. You know what I'm saying? I want to keep it interesting. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna see what I can come up with. And that's it. I don't know if y'all got anything. Oh, definitely check out, definitely follow the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk, TWK, and then look out for the, if you miss the show, look out for the retweet. It's going to be coming sometime this week. Tell a friend, log on and listen. That's it for me.
Oh. Well, follow me on my website.
That's it?
I'm going to do the retweet now. Follow me on my website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com, thenewmisslovelyblack.com. You can find all my social media links when you access my website.
Facts, facts, facts. You know what I'm saying? Everybody be safe out there. We had so much fun this week. Let's do it again next week. You know what I'm saying? Why not?
Oh, yeah. So y'all got to text me a topic if y'all want me to remember it for real.
No doubt. I'm going to see. Let me see what I can come up with. Smooth, if you got something interesting, you know what I'm saying? Let's get something interesting for next week. So, once again, everybody be safe. Peace, peace, peace. Same time next week. Real talk with the new Ms. Lovely Black and Mo Benz. All right.